Call the Dog and Joe Show.
Hello? Hello?
916-766-9370.
The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7
The River.
All right, we were talking about this because Chick-fil-A said, hey, we'll give you a free Chick-fil-A for a year if you can find our van that was stolen. Got stolen in Georgia, so they got this contest going on. People are going crazy for it. I guarantee you people right now, they're buying plane tickets so they could fly out of Sac, so they could go to Georgia and start the hunt for the missing van, because free Chick-fil-A for a year is such a great deal.
Like it's not. I'd give a lot of stuff for free Chick-fil-A for a year.
766-9370, so we ask, coolest contest you ever won, or coolest prize? What do we got? We've got Nate. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, Nate.
Welcome.
So the coolest contest that I ever won personally was a couple years ago, there was an online contest or game show called Take My Bitcoins. It was a weekly show, a trivia-type format.
Hang on here. It was called Take My Bitcoins?
That was the name of the game show, correct.
Okay. I never heard that.
And is this a video game show or just a quiz online that you would check the boxes?
Well, the format was they had like a chat going, and they would ask trivia questions. Whoever got the trivia question right first would be called into the live show. It was like a webcast format. And I got one episode, I got one of the trivia questions right correctly first, and they called me in, and I answered the subsequent question correctly, and I won a half a Bitcoin.
Okay. What is half a Bitcoin worth nowadays?
Well, nowadays it's worth about $4,000. At the time, it was worth about $300 or $400.
No kidding. That's the conversion?
So when did you cash it in, or have you? Did you cash it in at its height at $4,000 or what?
No, I cashed it in shortly after I won, and I actually bought my wife a purse online.
Oh, how nice of you. So when you cashed it in, what did you clear?
Well, I actually spent it directly, so I bought a purse off Overstock.com.
I gotcha. So you just used it to get the purse. And what was the purse worth?
A few hundred dollars.
Okay. Well, very
man,
cool.
That is cool. I had no idea that was the difference in money between
that's
that.
That's dark web-ish. You're online. You're earning points for bitcoins. I mean, that's North Korean. Do you still deal with the bitcoins, Nate?
I do. I follow them quite closely. They're at a record high now, almost $8,000 a coin. It's phenomenal.
So is this coming back? Is there a resurgence? Because there was so much talk about Bitcoin like 2-3 years ago, and then it got weird, and then the founder of the Bitcoin, or the guy that created it, was found dead or went missing, and then...
It just kind of... I thought it disappeared.
Well, yeah.
Well, the founder has actually never been identified. It is continuing, I'd say, this year to make humongous gains. It started the year about 1,000. Now it's about 8,000.
Holy crap.
Institutional investors are coming on board, I think.
Do they think that this could replace currency now? Maybe not our currency, but do they think this is going to become a form of tender, if you will? A form of currency?
In some ways, it already has. It doesn't have wide spread adoption now. But
that's what I'm saying. Is it going to become more legitimate, more well-known?
You can buy stuff online like eBay, Amazon. You can buy plane tickets, hotel rooms. I mean...
Okay.
There's a ton of stuff you can do with it now, and I think probably the biggest news lately was that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange announced that next month they're going to start offering Bitcoin derivatives in the form of futures contracts, which I think
wow,
dude, seriously,
that is crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, and that sounds big.
Hey,
let me ask you just real quick. So if you're on Amazon or an eBay or an online buying site, is there a little button or a dot to click, you know how it'll say
PayPal
or Visa
or MasterCard or Bitcoin? I was on eBay last night and I didn't see a pay with Bitcoin.
I've never seen one before.
So some sites do offer something like that where there's a button you can click and you can use an interface to pay with Bitcoin. Other sites, you have to go through like a third-party gift card
I don't want to tie up all your time. We got other people waiting, but here's the thing, man. How crazy would this be? This is when you know it's legitimate. You could run into the bank with a nylon over your head and a gun, and I'm not condoning bank robbery, but how funny would it be is someone to hear this and they go in there and go, give me all your bitcoins. How long until it turns into a real actual coin that you could actually use?
Something tangible you could hold in your hand.
Appreciate the share, Nate. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, coolest contest or biggest prize you've ever won? What's up?
Well, I've won a lot of contests with you guys,
But I have to say the coolest one was the Joan Jett Boston trip.
Oh, that we did at Ironstone in the summertime.
Yeah.
Oh, you went on the bus with us?
Yeah.
Cool.
Joe, you don't remember? Oh, Joe.
Who? Which Jeff, which one were you?
Jeremy.
Oh, just Jeremy. I thought you said Jeff his name.
No, I'm not Grandpa Rock.
No, I know who you are, Jeremy. I thought he said your name was Jeff at first.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though. Yeah. He got the Boston Joan Jett show. That was the coolest thing he ever won.
That was a great concert, anyway.
Great venue, great time. We'll do more of those this summer. Let's go to Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
The coolest thing that I ever won was VIP tickets to Aerosmith down in L.A.
Wow.
Oh, that's big.
That is cool. Where were they playing?
They were playing.
She kind of just told you.
I don't know what LA's thing.
Yeah, were they at the Forum? Where were they?
No, I think it was the other bigger arena.
That doesn't matter. What year was it?
Oh, gosh, it was like 4 years back. Not too long ago.
Very cool. So you got airfare, you got the whole deal, the hotel, you got the VIP?
Well, no, we drove down. We made it a really cool road trip, and we stayed at a really cool, nice, sweet hotel. Across the street, and then we went in early, got to meet them, and it was a meet and greet. So I was working at a pomegranate plant at the time, and I took them each some really nice care packages. And I had a dermal on my pinky, which I had yanked, and it was kind of pissed off at me. So I was trying to keep it from falling out.
What?
What is that?
Well, you had what?
Like a dermal. So you had a piercing.
I had a dermal, on my pinky. And I was trying to keep it from falling out. Well, I go in to meet Steven Tyler, and he grabs my hand to give me a kiss, the gentleman that he is. Well, he yanks my dermal out without even realizing. So
it was worth it, though, I guess. Still.
Oh, well worth it.
Did he still kiss your bloody hand after he yanked out your dermal?
No, he was going to kiss her cheek.
No, he kissed the top of my hand.
Oh, he did? He kissed the top of your hand? I would have thought Steven Tyler, you know, back then, he would have just yanked your pants down. And when I say kiss your cheek, I mean your left one, your butt cheek.
I wouldn't put it past him.
appreciate the share, Elizabeth. Let's do Trevor. Trevor, welcome. Coolest contest or thing you've won.
Hi, Trevor.
Good morning. The coolest thing I probably won was 5 weeks before my wife's and I wedding at that television channel HGTV. They came to us, and we put in for the contest, and we won a $68,000 kitchen.
No way!
Oh, awesome! Yeah.
You did not.
Swear, man. I would never believe it in 100 years, but her mom told us about it. We did the little goofy submission video, and they came, knocked on our door, and I basically almost had a heart attack.
Well, because I watch those stupid shows and all those networks, you know, and sometimes they'll give away the log cabins. You can win a vacation home. You can win $1 million property overlooking the lake. You see all this stuff, and you see the big hoopla about it, and you're like, eh. You don't ever do it. You actually did it, though, and you won the damn kitchen. Is the kitchen amazing? I mean, that's a decent...
It's amazing, man. We couldn't be happier. It's everything we could have ever wanted, plus more.
Wow, you know? Pretty cool.
And the cool thing about it, they did it in 4 days.
So was this all cabinetry? Was this all countertop, backsplash? You got flooring? Was it lighting? Was it appliances?
Man, they did the whole kitchen cabinetry, took out windows, put in bigger windows, moved doors.
Did they do appliances?
They did all the appliances.
What kind of appliances?
The baseboard down the hallway.
What kind of appliances?
I don't know, Bosch or something like that. Our TV or our refrigerator is basically customly built into our cabinets.
Yeah. That's kick-ass.
They added a 400-bottle wine rack, too.
Woo!
Because they know I like to drink my beer.
That is nice,
that
man.
That is way cool.
Everybody see the damn HG or any of those TV shows or Discovery. You know, they say you can win these kick-ass things, and you actually submitted the video and won it. That is nice. That's a prize package right there.
You ever been into a Home Depot or a Lowe's where they're walking around asking you if you'd like to have a backyard remodeled or
that's Yard Crashers, man. They'll definitely come and hook up your backyard. They're just doing the attitude test.
I've seen the show where they find the guys at the lumberjack or whatever, but I've never been in there and they ask me that. No.
I saw a girl in a home three, four years ago that was walking around asking people.
And she asked you?
Yeah, but at that point in time, I didn't need anything, you know?
Well, what do you mean? You didn't? Yeah, they could have yard crashed. They could have done something to your yard.
This one was for a kitchen, And my house had just been remodeled before I bought it. So it was, if they would have said backyard, yeah, I'd have been like, come over and crash that thing, dude.
Oh, man, you should have done the kitchen crashes. They would have come over there and did it all for free, and you would have been on the TV.
Well, I was kind of wondering if it was a real thing or not.
Well, yeah, you're lucky. Yeah. She would have taken you out there, just hit you in the head with a shovel and stole
everything I have. Yeah.
Good share, Trevor. I like that story. That's kick-ass. Let's go to Carl. Carl, welcome.
Well, my story definitely doesn't fit with that one.
Isn't that kick-ass?
That's a good one.
My Lord, who wouldn't want a brand-new kitchen? This one is definitely for Joe. Joe would appreciate this. Sixth grade, I'm the class clown. I cleaned my act up for a whole month, and I won an ice cream party with a principal.
Wow.
He said, Joe, I'll appreciate you.
Well, I've never been able to win that one. I've been offered it, but I could never win it.
Oh, and that's the thing, really. That's the thing. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. You know, every kid back in sixth grade wants ice cream. But then you had to have been just the chump of the year because you had to hang out with a principal.
I know.
Oh, that's rotten. How awkward is that? You're sitting down with a guy, the principal of the school, and you're eating ice cream. I mean, what a more awkward situation. I mean, that's stupid. No.
Especially in the sixth grade.
Yeah, let's take this kid back. As uncomfortable as possible.
Wow.
Bunch of you on the phone. We'll come back. 766-9370 plus cash in 15 minutes.